Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. Producer Andre Holgate with me. For feedback, our email address is ccrecap@gmail.com. ccrecap@gmail.com. Please send us a line. Al Jazeera English, it's the news channel you probably have not seen since it's generally not available in the U.S., although a new University of Michigan study into how perceptions of the channel are affected. By the way, the media talks about it just coming out. And to find out what these interesting results were, I'm joined by Katie Brown, the study's co-author and a doctoral candidate at the U of M Department of Communication Studies. Katie, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
How does somebody go about seeing Al Jazeera English in the U.S.? Do you have to have a satellite dish then?
Right now it's available in select markets by satellite, but it's the main distribution is through online.
I see. And how big is Al Jazeera English right now, if not in the U.S., in the world? Is it clear how many people watch it every day?
That's a great question. It's a major player in international news. But the U.S. market just isn't there.
I see. And how did you end up studying Al Jazeera English? Is the channel somehow funding the research itself?
Oh, that's a great question. No, it's not funded by the channel at all. It's just a study that my research partner, Will Yeomans, and I were interested in. And it has to do with both why Americans don't have access to the channel and what kinds of intercultural communication could be facilitated if access were enabled.
Okay, well, let's begin with the first point you made. Why don't Americans not have access to this channel?
That's an excellent question. So it comes down to suspicion, we think. The suspicion of the network is widespread. It links to conservative ideology, prejudice against Arab Americans, as well as other trends in the broader political and media cultures. So not only would Americans not be ready to watch the channel if they could, but it's just not available, likely given minimal interest in international news in general, and also the suspicion, which was enabled by cues in the Bush administration.
No, I mean, doesn't Al Jazeera have a bias, just like Fox News might or MSNBC? And how would you describe the type of bias Al Jazeera English has?
Well, you know, any news media is going to have some kind of bias. And Al Jazeera English isn't set up to be skewed in any one direction. It's positioned itself as a global news giant. And it covers international affairs with a focus on what's coming out of the Middle East.
Did you get to watch some Al Jazeera English? Did you watch it extensively while you were researching it?
Yeah, of course. And we also, go ahead.
Where does their coverage focus on? I mean, do they focus on U.S. domestic stories, or is it typically just global and Middle Eastern events?
Truly global. So it's similar to what CNN International or BBC News Service would do.
So let's get to the study itself. You were looking at how Americans, how their view on Al Jazeera is affected, and a lot of it's based on how the media represents it. Can you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, given that the audience, an American audience, just doesn't have access to Al Jazeera English, and that they wouldn't maybe be open to it even if they did, we were wondering, what can we do about this? So it's not just what's wrong with the media, but how can we work within the media structures and outlets we have, as well as the media and political institutions we have, to open receptiveness to other cultures and decrease prejudice?
I see. And what did you find then when it came to what made Americans more potentially open to accepting Al Jazeera and what made them less so?
Yeah, so we found this really interesting kind of 1-2 punch. So, we did an online experiment where we showed participants a news segment that was actually taken from Al Jazeera English, and then we rebranded it to look like CNN International. And so some participants saw the clip with the original AJE brand, some thought it was CNN International, and some saw nothing. And we found that those that watched the AJE clip, their evaluations of AJE remained low. But when it was branded with the CNN International got a boost. So for those that saw it, it evaluated it more favorably. So we found this kind of steadfast bias against AJE. But that shifted when we also showed a clip of the U.S. media framing the network. One came from NBC Nightly News, one from The Daily Show. and both included commentary about the Bush administration's discussion of backlash, linking the network to Al-Qaeda. But where the NBC Nightly News is kind of direct, Daily Show humor and irony, and they shifted blame to the American public for not being open to it. We found that those that watched that Daily Show framing of AJE not only decreased aired American prejudice, but when coupled with exposure to AJE, receptiveness to the network opened.
I'm talking to Katie Brown. She's the co-author of the study on Al Jazeera English and how receptive and what makes Americans receptive to this news channel. She's a doctoral candidate at the U of M Department of Communication Studies. And that's interesting that you presented the material as though it's coming from CNN. I wonder if you were to ask those viewing if they could tell you if they think this report is coming from CNN, Al Jazeera, if they were even able to guess which outlet was presenting the news to them.
Oh, that's a great question. We actually asked them if they suspected it didn't come from the source that we said it did, and nobody was suspicious at all. So
I see. Something tells me if you had done that with Fox News, you might have not gotten the quite the same results. Now, is part of your perspective, though, that Americans should be open to Al Jazeera English, that it's something that we should be more exposed to?
I think our perspective is, you know, we're coming from, we want to facilitate communication with the Arab world. You know, it's key in today's world because intercultural conflicts are the grave threat. So by watching Al Jazeera English, the study suggests that we could open lines of communication and we could open minds to the possibility of nonviolent interaction.
What about the issue, though, of the Middle East? Obviously, there are some very serious conflicts there. When it comes to one of the most heated ones, of course, that involves Israel, which is a key ally of ours, but certainly not of many Arab countries, far from it. How does Al Jazeera English present the Israelis and the conflict that they're involved in the Middle East?
That's an excellent question and a fair one for sure. And from my understanding, AJE positions itself as trying to present a global perspective from as many positions as possible. Specific coverage I can't speak to because I haven't done any rigorous study of that. So
I see. It'd be fair to guess, though, it's a bit different than maybe some of the coverage we have from U.S.-based news organizations, though.
Yeah, which I think is important because when we have one set of news media that's sending a pretty consistent message, I think it's important that people access a variety of perspectives and inform their own from those different sources.
Now, Al Jazeera English compared to the Arabic Al Jazeera, can you compare the two? As I'm guessing the Arabic Al Jazeera is obviously has a far larger viewing audience right now.
Al Jazeera English was established as a sister channel to the Arabic Al Jazeera, and it was positioned as a global competitor, trying to be in the same market as BBC and CNN International. So their viewership is different. I think they're trying to do very different things.
Well, in fact, you note their viewership is different. Would it be probably also rational to then think that their broadcasting and the tone of their broadcasting and the subject and even bias is different on Al Jazeera Arabic and Al Jazeera English?
That's an interesting point. And in fact, that kind of link to Al Jazeera, which many in the Bush administration linked Al Jazeera English, or Al Jazeera the original, to bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, that subsequent connection between AJE and the original AJ is one of the major reasons that it's faced such difficulty gaining an American audience.
And what about the infrastructure in place? I mean, you've got Comcast, obviously some major cable companies out there. Is there a concerted effort by these corporations not to allow Al Jazeera English into the system?
You know, in the wake of the Arab Spring, it kind of increased the demand for Al Jazeera English because they were the only global news player able to be on the ground there. But despite that, you know, despite that demand for the network, there was also, because of the bias against it, push to not include it in cable packages. And also given the minimal attention given to global news in general, corporations have been reluctant to include it in cable packages. So what we're seeing is Al Jazeera English is using the internet, YouTube, its own website, to distribute that way.
You wonder if, or I wonder, I guess, if in the Arab world they have free access to MSNBC, Fox News, and all the other news outlets we have here.
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer.
So in terms of your the work you've done researching Al Jazeera English, is your sense that it is just a matter of time? You said there's some satellite access right now. Is there a push to get it on some of the cable companies?
There is a push by a small sector of the American public, but a very politically interested sector. And there's also a push by politicians who see it as an important source of information. But whether or not that interest can stand up to cable giants remains to be seen.
I see. Is Al Jazeera English available in some form to people here in Michigan?
You know, it's the same thing. It can be found online, and that's the main source of distribution
in the U.S. Online viewing, and any idea? Do we know how many viewers they have online? Is it in the millions or?
I actually don't know that statistic, but I do know that when the protests in Egypt and across the Arab world were sparking last spring, that the viewership went up several 100%.
Interesting. The study, as you're saying, was self-motivated by you and your co-author on this. Are you going to be looking any further or doing any more research on specifically Al Jazeera English?
Yeah, you know, kind of to your point earlier, we're interested in comparing it to other networks as well. So not just a fake CNN International piece, but also actual footage from CNN International or Fox News or MSNBC. And comparing that type of coverage and also receptiveness to these networks and evaluations of them.
I see. But from what you're saying, when it comes to at least CNN International, Al Jazeera English and CNN International, people have a hard time telling the difference.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I'd put it. But when they think it's Al Jazeera International or Al Jazeera English, they're not open to it. When it's CNN International, they like it, even though both came from AJE.
Interesting stuff. Katie Brown, she is a doctoral candidate at the University of Michigan Department of Communication Studies, talking about her research and study into Al Jazeera English, how Americans view that channel. It's a news channel that, one day might be more widely available here. Katie, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You are listening to 1320 WILS.
Now, your host.